Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. And this podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Forgiveness, when it comes to crime, when it comes to convictions, it's tough. It's tough, right? Because we feel it. We're good at punishment. I'm a dad. Like, I know how to punish my kids. I was a kid. I knew how to be punished as well. I think a lot of times we take that approach into the public sphere when we're talking about people who have been convicted of crimes, have served their time, and then what? In Minnesota, there is a clemency review board. And this week, the chair of the board reached out to me and said, you know, do you think anyone would be interested in talking about clemency? And I thought, I would be interested in talking about it, so that's good enough. And that's what we're doing here with Zach Lindstrom and Mark Osler. Zach is the chairman of the Minnesota Clemency Review Commission. Mark is one of the experts in the country when it comes to clemency. It's good to have you guys both with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Why don't you start, maybe, Mark, you should go first and say, what is the theory of clemency? Why do we even have a conversation about whether we should sort of wipe the slate clean for someone? Is that a fair way to describe it, wiping the slate clean?
Yeah, I think it's very fair. And, you know, one thing about clemency is it's not something different or opposite from punishment. You know, myself, I'm a career prosecutor. I was a federal prosecutor in Detroit back in the 90s. There's people I put in prison who are still there, and I'm fine with that. But there are people that change. And when we talk about clemency, before we continue the discussion, yeah, I just want to define a couple terms that we'll be using. When we talk about a pardon, that usually means someone who's done their time, they've been out for a while, and now they're getting a document that says, we forgive you, and the effects of that conviction are largely going to be erased.
And the effects are?
You can't vote, you can't have a gun, you can't enjoy all the benefits of being a full citizen.
Can't pass a federal background check, can't get housing.
Real hard to rent an apartment.
Exactly.
So it's a very real thing that happens to people, and it's deeply felt. When we talk about a commutation, that's usually somebody who's in prison and who's going to be released from prison. And in the state, commutations are much rarer than pardons.
Because that's a full...
Someone's walking out of prison.
You're walking out.
Yep.
Early.
Yeah. But that isn't they still have the record of that. It's just their sentence has been shortened.
So there is an opinion piece in the Star Tribune that was quite interesting from Jason Soule, who I know. I think a lot of people who follow the news, Jason has been in the news off and on as an activist and as a teacher. He talked about the fact that he would like to have a pardon hearing, he said, from the Clemency Commission. I don't know that we need to get into his specific case, but Zach, you saw that piece. And for you, what was your reaction to it?
Well, you know, in a lot of ways, he's not wrong. The system hasn't been perfect for a very long time. And we're still building out the organization from scratch. You know, the law was passed in 2023. We got together for the first time of June of last year, had an orientation, and, you know, in August, we're doing the work. We're hearing cases and we're building out the governance structure simultaneously. And so I understand, as somebody who's been through the pardon system myself, I've been pardoned. I submitted my application. I didn't hear anything for a year. And we
it's frustrating.
It's frustrating, but you know, it he will have a hearing. It will be probably in August or September, and I don't know the specifics of his case, and I won't know that till the packet and the summary is done. And you know, he'll get a free and fair and open hearing just like any other applicant. The process itself, though, and that's what a lot of people don't understand, is that we have to give 2 months notice for a before a hearing even occurs. We have to submit paperwork to the prosecutors for them to give their response. We have to notify any victims of the crime so they can show up and testify if they want to. And then the summaries themselves just take an enormous amount of time. Some of these can be 1,100 pages that the staff, which is only five people, have to figure out how to condense that down to less than 10. So it's digestible.
So you can write.
Yeah. I mean, we have access to all the pages, and a lot of times we'll read that extra information. But it's
you got to be realistic.
Yeah,
about
exactly.
Getting the work done,
and then they have all these individual e-filing for court cases they have to do. We have like 140 in the pipeline right now, and they have like 600 e-filings they got to do. That's a lot of work.
That's Zach Lindstrom. He is the mayor of Moundsview, chairman of the Minnesota Clemency Review Commission. Mark Osler was key in really coming up with this idea and the way we do clemency. So how do we sort of justify, especially right now, I think a lot of people are very focused on the fact that, look, post-COVID, I don't think anyone's happy with the rise in crime that we've had. How does clemency, do you see it fitting into that conversation at all? Because already people are texting saying, like, we're too soft on crime in general. And so, yeah, individuals have individual stories that may or may not be compelling, but does clemency make us safer?
I would argue that it does. And again, you know, I say this as a, you know, from a prosecutorial perspective, because we're not talking about people who aren't being punished or not prosecuting people. We're talking about people who were prosecuted, you know, in the case of a pardon. They did their time. They've been out in the community. And we see very, very low rates of recidivism amongst the people who receive clemency, either form. And that's, you know, that's been measured pretty consistently. So, you know, there has to be both parts to it. I think we have to be willing to impose punishment to remain a civil society.
Right.
But at the same time, we have to be able to recognize when people have changed, too. And when we have people coming in front of the pardon board over these years who are, you know, in their 60s, want to go hunting with their grandkids, and they've got a drug conviction from 3 decades before, there's really no reason that they shouldn't receive that forgiveness and have that ability.
Zach, you were pardoned?
Yes.
And what's your story?
So I was I had a drug charge, and I decided I wanted to get involved in local politics. So I applied for a pardon, told the governor if he pardons me, I'm going to run for city council. And you know what? I did. And I emailed him after the fact. And you know what? The guy hand wrote me a letter back. And then, you know, through a series of events, he passed my name along to the Department of Corrections when the bill was running through the Senate, and I got the opportunity to testify in support of the bill. Unfortunately, you know, and I'm glad that it passed, obviously, because we're doing the work and we've increased capacity and access to more people, but it only passed by one vote, and it was a party line vote. And, you know, it's unfortunate that in the environment that we live in today, that things have become so hyper-polarized that we can't agree on forgiveness. And to Mark's point, I do think that we are a better society and a safer society when we have that forgiveness component, because it gives people like me an opportunity to go out there and do work and advocate for it.
Yeah, I think, and I know, Mark, you've done so much research in this area, but we are very good at punishment. We're pretty good at supervising people while they're locked up. We're pretty good. Although, if you follow the news lately, we're having our challenges.
Yeah, it's a little
but
up and down.
We're awful at getting people back into society. I don't know why anybody would be surprised that we have a cycle of recidivism when we pretty much you know.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't make it very easy for people who, and I'm not talking about the most violent of the violent. I'm talking about the drug offenders. I'm talking about the people who made bad decisions or got caught up in a bad crowd. And then they can't rent an apartment or get a job.
Yeah, the challenges are immense. And unfortunately, I think we tend to think of the story ending when the prison door shuts. But there's a rest of that story, and it goes through, you know, how people perform while they're in prison, what classes they take, how they change during that time. And then when they come out, it's really on all of us to make it so that they can make a living. Yeah. And go forward as productive citizens.
It's a tough one. I get it. I understand why people are like, I don't know, man, like, I'm supposed to care about this.
Well, you also have to consider, too, if, when you have like one of those charges as a person, like there's so many things that you've just reconciled yourself to not even being able to attempt to look at or try for. And, you know, we miss the opportunity to have a lot of really great people doing a lot of great things just because they've given up. Mm. And that's what the power of the clemency process is that can restore that, that confidence to be able to go out and try to do things.
And one of the people who's told this story really well is Donald Trump, when he talks about his friend Alice Marie Johnson, who was engaged in, as a major trafficking operation, but in prison was exemplary, came out and has done wonderful things. And so we see all kinds of people recognizing the power that clemency can have.
What's one thing that you want people to take away from this conversation as they think about the idea of clemency and the next time something ends up in the news or something like that?
You can go first.
Yeah, well, it will end up in the news. You know, that's one thing about being an expert in clemency is you're called to talk about it pretty regularly. But I think the thing that people need to keep in mind is that lives aren't static. If we look at our own lives, we've all changed in significant ways over the decades, and we have to be willing to see that in other people as well.
I think for me, the thing that I'd like people to take away from this is that the vast majority of people believe in second chances. And, you know, the work that we do is recognizing those people that have earned the opportunity to have the second chance. And I want people to have faith in the integrity of the system in Minnesota.
Really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for coming in. I think it's really useful for people to think about it, that this exists and that we need to figure out how to get people back into society. Or what was the point?
Right.
It's a part of justice.
It is a part of justice. I do think it makes us safer. Thank you guys.
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank you.
Mark Osler and Zach Lindstrom with us talking clemency 350. We'll be right back on CCO.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.